Say, said one fellow to the other fellow, he said, say, he said, is your father a Christian? Oh, yes, said the boy, he's a Christian, all right, but he isn't working very hard at it. And I'm sad to say that's like a lot of folks, you know, around about the country today. They sort of know what it's about, but they not working very hard at it. Yesterday, I was wondering just what message to give today, and I opened my New Testament at random, and my eyes fell on the ninth verse of the second chapter of 2 Peter, and I read it. But I didn't want to preach on it. I've never preached on this text, and it's an awful text. It's too awful to preach on. It's too true. It's too terrible. And the Lord said, are you not my messenger? Are you not representing me? And I said, Lord, I'll preach on it, but I don't want it. And I don't want to preach this today. But will you listen to me, please? I read where it said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. And I thought that was wonderful. That's true. God can deliver a young man and a young woman and an old man and an old woman and a boy and girl out of temptations. Thank God for the power of the gospel that he can deliver. That's what he can do. That's what Christ can do for the vilest man or woman listening to my voice anywhere over this nation. Listen to me now. We have a God not made with hands, mighty, who can deliver you through his risen, resurrected power. Jesus died and was raised again to deliver you. But wait now, the rest of the verse is the terrible part. If you don't want the truth, my friend, you just tune out now and get a hold of some organ music or some slumber music or something that'll sort of ease you up a little bit. But this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt now. Listen. The Lord knows how to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Did you hear that? Reserving the unjust men and women for judgment to be given another chance. Oh, I didn't say that. To be admonished. No, no. To be spanked. Oh, no. To be punished. And when you hear any man or woman say that there is no hell or there is no life after this life and that there is no punishment for sinful man, put it down. They're just plain ignorant. They're deceivers. They lie. For Jesus said in hell there'd be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that sounds like a real hell to me. But who will go there? God tells us plainly. Look out now. This is terrific. You may find your name here. He plainly lists 10 groups of people who will be punished at the judgment bar of God. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm reading from the Bible. Listen. First, them that walk after the flesh in lust. Are you listening? Them that walk after the flesh in lust. A lot of our comedians, if you listen to them today, get the general trend of their talk. Just listen to the general trend of their talk, and it's girls, it's flesh, it's lust. Listen to a bunch of men and women in the defense plant, in the office, in high schools, in colleges, and what is it? In the service. Is it not after the flesh in lust? The conversation, the general trend today? Certainly it is. Then those that despise governments, he says. I'm reading from the scriptures. Communists, those who seek to tear down our governments, those who are heady, those who presume that our government is not of God and try to tear it down. Presumptuous, rash, bold, arrogant. Those teachers in high schools and colleges, because of the advantage they have, sneer at the Bible. Make lying statements saying that the Bible is false and evolution is an established fact. When they know it's only a theory in itself, they know that. They're convinced of it, and yet they pawn out this other. Bold, brazen they are. God says they'll be punished. Then again, Peter says that there is a class of men and women, self-willed. They speak evil of dignities. They take the name of Jesus Christ and God in vain. They feel it's the smart thing to do, and God says, I'll judge you for it. I'll make you eat every one of those words. I'll punish you for it in hell. Angels don't do it. They're scared to. They know better. But God says men and women as natural brute beasts. Listen to me. This is not very flattering. God says in the Holy Bible, men and women as natural brute beasts speak evil of the things that they understand not. Men don't realize the awfulness of swearing and cursing, but that won't excuse them, not at all. Oh, no. God says, and I quote, these shall utterly perish. They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they count it, pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots and blemishes they are. I'm reading from the Bible. As they count it, pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots and blemishes they are. You hear that? The scriptures? Fist fights at beer parties in Hollywood. Look at your papers. A perfect description of those God says will be yanked before the judgment and punished. But there's a fifth class. The fifth class was the sporting class. Now, I believe in sports. Don't get me wrong. The boy with the world's record mile inside track is Gil Dodds, one of our best friends, a born-again Christian young man. Nobody can beat him in running. I believe in a good basketball game. I love tennis and swimming and other sports. But listen to me now. When America makes the Lord's Day a holiday instead of a holy day, when we crowd out God's word on Sunday to put on sporting events, then we're ready for the judgment. You know, I'm glad Pennsylvania is putting a stop to these bingo parties in churches. Gambling by our churches. Gambling by churches. Good, good. I think they should raid every bingo party in a church and throw the preacher and members of the board in jail. Gambling dens are not fit to minister to a flock. The Bible says sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Isn't that descriptive today? But the Bible speaks of another class. Those with eyes full of adultery. I'll not make the application. Very descriptive of our Reno divorce cases today. Then there are those that cannot cease from sin. Know anybody around you like that? Or to be personal, are you like that? Do you see your picture here? God has your number. God says, I'll reserve you to be punished at the judgment. Then there are unstable souls, the eighth class. Unsteady folk, running after every new religion under the sun. Unstable, like a ship without a rudder. Oh, this is the way to God. This is the way, running around. Oh, no, no, no. Then covetous folk. Lord bless me, my wife, my boy, my girl, we four no more. Amen. Wonderful. Well, for a great vision. Thinking of others. A wonderful opportunity of sound. I, with eye trouble. I. Everything centering. Covetous. Working in for themselves. And then, cursed children. I read, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So that puts you, my friend, you there by the radio. I said, that puts you under the curse. For you have sinned. You know you have. You have forsaken the right way. He said, these are wells without water, clouds carried about with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Isn't that an awful message for a preacher to have to give? And yet today God led you to listen in, that you might hear what he's going to do with sinners, how he's going to judge them and send them into hell for punishment. God help you to turn, for there's hope for you in Jesus. Jesus died for sinners, and he wants you to be saved today and claim him as your own. Will you do it right now? I hope you will.